All right. Will Sommer, False Flag Newsletter, you write. Okay. Do you guys know Will Sommer? Some people don't. For those that don't,
guys,
bag.
Will's a big star for us now.
Mixed bag.
Thank you.
Will Sommer monitors the Magarite. He wakes up in the morning, he feeds his children breakfast, and then he watches TikToks of MAGA influencers and consumes live streams from masturbating Uncle Sam's and then watches Candace Owens' show. It's quite the life. Sarah, I hope you're paying him well enough. Is that right, Will? Is that the gist?
Well, and to that point, Tim, I'd just like to correct you on the Nixon thing. There is actually a vibrant community of young Republican men who love Nixon memes. Oh. They call him Nixon. They say he's baby girl, and they post like Charlie XCX edits to him going like, you know, this with that. I'm not a crook.
There is a community, a subculture of right-wing groypers, young youth, that post Richard Nixon videos under Charlie XCX songs.
Yeah, that's right. Now look,
and they call him baby girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Are you making this up?
The same people who call Trump daddy.
Yeah. There's something to that. But no, this is real. This isn't something I just cooked up backstage. But when you were like, oh, you know, it also suggests that J.D. Vance is plugged into like some really deep worlds online, right?
Which Charlie XCX songs is like from Brat or is it like Deep Cuts?
I think it's Brat.
Brat, huh? This is why we've hired Will for the Bulwark, because like as the best as I do to follow the right wing world, there's just stuff happening. It's like an onion, you know. They're just layers upon layers. Will, I wanted to ask you first about the Great American State Fair. You were there. You were on site. What's the vibes?
Yeah, so I went on Friday. You know, I got to go to these things because, you know, people are saying online, oh, the food sucks, whatever. Well, I got to go to all the food halls, right? I got to see, maybe it's good. You know, maybe it's cool. It's not, it really sucks. I'll say that. I mean, I was there and I was like, why did I do this? This is a total waste of time. So, you know, each state has its own little room and most of them are like, they just say the name of the state. I will say Colorado had one of the better ones. Oh. You can wait in line to sit in a kayak. You can probably do that without going to state fair, obviously.
Do they offer weed gummies?
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Just like a stationary kayak?
Yeah, that's right.
And that was one of the better ones.
You could do that like an REI perhaps, but you know, in this case... Huh. Yeah, and that was one of the better ones. Yeah, because you know some states didn't participate. So the experience is just going into a room, and then all these like tourists go like, "Huh? Why is this? This is so boring." You know, and they go, "I know." and then they have the sponsors, and so it's like True Social, I think the Heritage Foundation, you know, all these like real right wing organizations as well. And so you can dress up like a founding father.
Sarah, did you make it down to the state fair? Bring your kids?
Absolutely not.
That's kind of sad. That's the type of thing you really would have been at. You would have had
like
your two
fair.
Boys there. You like a fair. You like America.
I love
America.
You like
the mall. You like the Declaration of Independence.
I also like corn dogs and all chicken corn soup and the things they normally... Did they have anything like that at the fair?
Well, yeah. Let's speak on the food situation. So they had... No, it was really bad. It looked like they went to Costco and they bought a bunch of food. Now, to be clear, not the prepared food at Costco. Everyone loves the hot dogs or whatever. No, this is like they went and were just like, I need a huge bag of tortilla chips, you know? And so Pete Ducey on Fox News, he got up and he's like, people said this fair is a bust, but look, we got some food. And they hold it up and it's just really sad. It's like, we got one pizza, okay? And we got a hot dog. I mean, it looks like worse than like a minor league baseball game or something like that. I mean, it's really rough.
Is it like
there.
A 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Like it was just like spinning. It had been in there for 2 weeks and you were just getting to the taquitos or...
Exactly. And, you know, is it like a regular fair? I mean, they do have a Ferris wheel, right? That's cool. Unfortunately, it did break down and people were trapped on it for an hour. So, you know...
Vandals! Vandals!
They struck again.
Did you check in on the reflecting pool while you were down there? Any ducks, live or dead?
Well, you know, now they have the voice that says, keep moving, don't loiter at the reflecting pool. Have you seen that?
They do?
It's like a robot. And it
kind of like at the airport where it's, you know, the moving walkway is coming to an end.
Yeah, and it's like yelling at the National Guard they're doing the perimeter to keep bad people away.
Yeah, it's like an armed camp down there. I'm sure y'all saw the videos. It's like people like touch the water and then they're like, hey, prove your hands dry. You know, it's crazy.
Huh. It is kind of a sad reflection on the state of America, the 250, Great American State Fair. Do you see any parallels between what was happening on the mall and what's happening?
Well, I mean, I do, and you kind of broke the seal on bringing this up, and just I mean, there was a man dressed as Uncle Sam who was arrested, you know, giving himself kind of a special treat, right, as it were, and yeah,
he was just playing a little pocket pool,
yeah,
at the acrobatics,
and this is kind of like a minor MAGA live streamer, and I think that metaphor certainly like kind of sums up the moment, you know, It was pretty depressing to me overall.
I have a question about this. I have not been participating in this content for a variety of reasons. But now I have some logistical questions about this.
Yeah, he's in overalls. I had a couple of follow-ups on this as well. He's in overalls, yeah.
So he was inside his own overalls?
Yeah.
But here's my other question. Like, so you're saying this was a sad affair. Like, it's not good. So, like, what's he reacting to?
Oh, boy.
Great question.
So yeah, so they have some circus performers, and so there were some acrobats or what have you, and yeah, I mean that's what it
the
was.
The female acrobats.
But I mean, but you know, I mean, also to the point about the performances. I mean, there's like three or four people watching each of these things. I mean, there's really very few people. A few nights ago.
So what? They like put a quarter in and they stand in front of a booth and just watch the performance. Like, what's?
So.
I keep forgetting we're an ass at the Ideas Festival and not a regular show.
It's the night show.
One thing to point out about these, you know, because there's a few people, I think there's been a lot of like fake rain cancellations. There's like a light drizzle in DC and they go, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to, we can't do Vanilla Ice tonight. And I think it's Vanilla Ice kind of peeking out and he goes, I'm not getting out there.
Yeah. We have a competitor event to this in Colorado. Did you guys know that? There's another Ideas Festival of sorts happening, and I thought, well, it seems like nobody's aware of that, so I thought it might be useful get everybody a sense of what the scene is
I'm
like.
I'm grateful y'all came to the Ideas Fest because there is like a rival event in Castle Rock, Colorado, called Freedom Fest, and now this is a pretty sordid group of people, right? You've got Lara Logan, the conspiracy theorist. You've got Nick Shirley, the guy kind of terrorizing Somalis in Minnesota. You've got Greg Gutfeld from Fox News. He's kind of one of the nicer ones in that crew, I guess. Oh, you got the Secretary of Energy. Okay. That's a little odd. But then the keynote speaker, it's Dog the Bounty Hunter. Who else is it going to be?
Dog the Bounty Hunter is the keynote.
Yes, keynote. And also, you know, Colorado's own Tina Peters as well. So, it was quite a gathering.
We're not going to fight about this again, Sarah.
I have some follow-ups on Tina Peters.
I did promise a fight. Go ahead. Just do it.
For
people who don't know, I was in favor of the Tina Peters pardon. I'm sorry. You can throw fruit at me if you want. I know. Whatever.
Sarah's always right.
Go ahead.
Is Tina Peters, is she doing a contrition tour? Is that what she's there speaking about? Talking about how she was wrong and she's sorry. Thanks for the pardon.
You know, it's funny. I feel like she's not much of a speaker. She kind of stands up and then everyone just goes like, yeah, you know, she got out of prison. They're really excited about it.
And so she doesn't say anything. She just gets her, overture for trying to hack a bunch of voting machines.
Cool. Yeah, they applaud. They love it. I mean, I watched a couple of the speeches. Dog was actually one of the better ones, I felt.
Really?
You know, he's been... this prompted
did they
me,
get him there by saying there was like a bounty at the podium? Or like what did...
he's been up to some interesting stuff. He claims he's being haunted by his late wife because he found love again, you know, with a new woman. He said it like a ghost has come back, essentially. He's feuding with his nephew who has a rival bounty honey business. So there's been a lot going on with him.
Speaking of the haunting, we didn't prep for this, but we'll see how good your memory is. We have talked about the leading Republican candidate for governor in Colorado, Victor Marx. And I want to talk about this because we did, in segment one, we did a little DSA talk. And there is... You know, there's some pearl clutching out there about some of the pretty bad takes, if we're going to be honest, of some of the DSA candidates in New York, and there are a couple of crazy Dems. I feel like people are a little bored with the crazy Republican candidates. You know, they're not getting the attention anymore. Like, there was a lot of attention on Carrie Lake. It's like, oh, another one. You know, we have another one that doesn't believe elections are real. Victor Marx, who is the leading candidate for Colorado governor, is really kind of pushing the boundaries of MAGA Republicanism, and we'll maybe share with the out-of-staters what's happening here in Colorado.
I mean, I do have to thank Colorado because Victor Marx is like a true like contribution to the national discourse. So this is a guy, you know, he claims that he murdered a man when he was 7 years old. He was kind of asked for any proof of that. He's like, look, I don't want to get into it. How many other people he's murdered? You know, I'm gonna have to keep that quiet. He's had all of these other weird like claims.
I'm sorry, just real quick. So this is part of his like you should vote for me. I killed a man when I was seven. Not.
It's kind of like when Corey Lewandowski.
That's not the oppo on him. That's kind of like, the pitch.
Yeah. Remember when Corey Lewandowski was at the addiction awareness fundraiser at the Benihana in Las Vegas, and he started hitting on a woman who was married, and he told her that he had stabbed people in the past.
I do remember.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like a pickup move.
Yeah.
It's
so I think he calls himself like the world's most dangerous man or something along those lines. Mm. Oh, no, I think he calls himself the dangerous gentleman, which is even better. And he does like a kind of quick disarm move. Like he'll go on a podcast and be like, here's a gun. You know, it goes, oh, got it back. So
didn't he also, now he's gonna go he did maybe. Something in the netherworld as well though. Also, right. Doesn't he do, doesn't he does, he takes the demons out of people? Doesn't he do some of that?
Yeah, he does. I think some phone exorcisms. Like he'll do. You know, it's not like in The Exorcist, right? Nowadays you can do it over Zoom or like a phone, I guess. And so he kind of doesn't get into it too much. I explain it. He also claims he's like rescued, I think, thousands of people in like a dozen countries. And when he was asked, like, okay, so like, you know, name one country, and he's like, oh my gosh, I can't even remember. You know,
Uzbekistan.
Who's to say?
Yeah, the last Colorado governor candidate was the one who was really concerned about the kids pooping in the litter boxes in the school.
Yeah.
In the school. They weren't using the bathroom because they're identifying as
cats.
It was kind of like they, you know, kind of they, them, but cat, but meow. and so that was kind of one of her key planks. She lost to Jared Polis, and it doesn't seem like things are going to go well for Victor Marks. And it's a representative example. I mean, you guys talked about this a little bit with Jeff Flake and the Arizona situation, but like the Republican nominee list around the country this year, not that impressive. You know, you got Mike Collins in Georgia. He was the one that posted the video of the Ole Miss kids making monkey sounds at the black woman. You know, you've got the guy in Iowa, the cock ring person that you like to talk about.
That I like to talk about. Yeah, I bring that up a lot.
He made a big investment in a cock ring empire, and he lives in Kansas. He's the Iowa governor candidate. I mean, like there's a lot of craziness happening out there in those primaries. I don't know. What do you assess any?
Do you guys know who Kyle Clark is? Yeah, right. He's a local news guy out here. So I had him on the pod for Focus Group Pod, and we were doing the Senate and gubernatorial races out here. And I was mesmerized. I didn't know who this guy was, but he's a local person who he hosts the debates out here.
And he's great.
He's the one who's like he said to this.